that matters, I guess, in our league, along with on base percentage, total bases. I think total bases is a really interesting stat. It's how you guys get on base and then they get to second base. Like, you should be awarded, I thought, or rewarded, I thought, for hitting a double or hitting a triple rather than just a single, you know? So we count total bases. I think total bases is a really interesting stat as well.
So interesting.
So with that being said,
this is where some leagues go. They go 6x6, 9x9. Yeah. They talk slugging percentage.
We go 7x7.
Yeah. The more categories you go, though,
yes,
it becomes more of a luck factor.
Yeah, it does.
Because you can't prepare for it, right? Yep. So it's just become a luck factor.
So it's a luck factor, but we wanted to essentially encompass, like, the guy. We wanted to encompass doubles and triples and make that matter. And make guys that were able
Why
to get.
Why did you go with slugging percentage?
Maybe that's a change we should make, Tone. We haven't considered
Yeah, I don't
that.
Know. I've done total bases. I've done total bases before, too, and it was a while ago.
Okay.
And a lot of people go slugging percentage. That's why I was asking.
Yeah. Maybe we should go slugging. I haven't considered that. What do you think the benefit of slugging percentage over total bases is?
I don't think there is. I don't think there is. I think that when you look up statistically,
yep,
you don't see, like, if you go to your box score, you can't really equate total bases.
Okay.
With it. But slugging percentage is something that generally, like, people can look up every player's slugging percentage, okay, but you can't get the total bases.
That easily. Okay.
That easily. It just seems like, it seems like if you look for it, you can find anything these days.
Sure.
But it's just one of those things, I think, for mainstream people, and a lot of times, we try to gear things as mainstream as possible, especially in a sport like baseball, when you try to keep more people involved.
Yeah, all right. I think it's a fair point. I'm going to bring it to my league this year, so I appreciate it. But because I didn't prepare for slugging percentage for the show, I did prepare for total bases. There were 27 players that had at least 300 total bases last year.
27 of them?
27. Kind of
27.
Kind of like the number of championships, the New York Yankees.
Yeah. Yep.
27. 27 guys. Can you name them?
Whoa.
You guys did a great job yesterday with these games. So I bring it up today
All right,
as well.
Let me go first.
Okay.
Big Poppy.
Big Poppy is correct.
I knew that one.
Tony.
Nolan Arenado.
Nolan Arenado is correct. 351.
That's a lot.
Yeah, he had a lot of whole bases.
Chris Bryant.
Chris Bryant's number one. 368.
Oh, that's good, Scott.
Wow.
Great.
My turn again?
Yes.
That was very...
All right, who else got... Joey Votto.
Joey Votto, that's an interesting one, is correct, 306.
There you go.
Yes, sir.
Mike Trout.
Mike Trout is correct, 302. He was number 27. Cool, Tony.
Wow. I'm going to go Mookie Betts.
Mookie Betts is number 2 at 362.
That was good. Oh, Jose Altuve.
Jose Altuve, number 8, 340.
Oh, he's number 8.
Scott?
Charlie Blackman.
I don't like that.
319. Tony.
Josh Donaldson's
number 7, 341.
So really, he's like the best offensive players.
Oh, yeah. But what I want to find out is, like...
Well, if you get the most bases...
He's almost like the lesser guys, right? The guys that we don't even realize how good of a season they had. That's kind of what I'm trying to get out of here.
I'm sorry.
But yes, sure.
Andrew McCutchen.
You love Andrew McCutchen. I feel like I keep trying to tell you.
But no, I know he had a down year, but what I'm trying to prove is that the year wasn't as bad as people think.
257.
All right. It's probably not the best.
You're going to have to keep working.
Daniel Murphy.
Daniel Murphy's correct. 323.
Oh, I got one.
Scott, Tony.
It's Tony's turn.
Tony's turn.
Well, I wouldn't have. Daniel Murphy, that was very good there. I am going to go and stick with the... He missed some games. It can't be him. I'm going to go with Mr. Edwin Encarnacion.
Edwin Encarnacion is correct at 338.
I'm going to go with his buddy, Jose Bautista.
Jose Bautista missed too many games, unfortunately.
Oh, he was banged up last year.
Yeah, so that's not, he did not make the cut.
Paul Goldschmidt.
Goldie!
Oh, that's... Gosh darn it, Scott. I should have said that.
He did not have 300 total
bases.
Oh,
maybe really? I shouldn't have said it.
Really? Tony.
I'm going to go with Miguel Cabrera.
There you go. That's correct. He had 335.
That's a good one right there. Ian Desmond.
Ian Desmond had a really good year, but he did not have 300 total bases. 283.
Wow.
Anthony Rizzo.
Rizzo's correct. He's the fourth overall in total bases. Rizzo, 349. You are currently missing one, two, three guys in the top 10. Plus a whole lot of other guys, obviously. Tony?
I'm going to go Robinson Cano.
That is correct. Robinson Cano is tied for fourth at 349. It's correct. Corey?
I just saw something crazy. Robinson Cano. Manny Machado.
Manny Machado. He is in the top 10 as well. He's number 6, 343.
Missing one now?
You're missing one. I'll just pretend you. I don't even remember if you said Josh Donaldson, Jose Altuve, but let's just pretend you did. So yeah.
Yeah, I think we did.
I think you did.
Starling Marte.
Marte stole a lot of bases, but did not have 300 total bases. Mm,
that's a good one, Scott.
Okay. Tone.
I'm gonna go. I had Starling Marte on my fantasy team, and then I had this guy. People will never forget Brian Dozier.
Brian Dozier is correct. Dozier, he finishes outside the top 10, 336. You're only missing here, guys. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I guess you're missing a whole bunch. There's like 10 of them. 10, 11, 12.
The Hebrew Hammer.
Ryan Braun is not correct.
Oh. Dick Hammer.
Also, the Marlboro Man. The Marlboro Man is not correct.
Damn it.
Don't.
Dick Hammer. Did he really just say Dick?
Dirk Diggler.
What's wrong with you?
Dirk Diggler.
What is wrong with you?
That's the Marlboro Man. See. Real name is Dick Hammer.
Corey's favorite fact of the new year.
I'm going to go Mark Trumbo.
Mark Trumbo, there you go. There's one you were missing. He had 331, still unsigned Mark Trumbo. Scotty?
Corey Seager.
There you go. Finishes the top 10.
That's a good one, Scott.
337. Oh,
shoot.
Buster Posey.
Buster Posey is not correct.
How you know?
I'm looking at the list.
How do you know?
No, you said it fast, though. That's what I'm saying. Was... You
Buster Posey at 240.
Oh, he didn't do a lot.
Tone?
Jeez, the Corey Seager thing got me surprised because I forgot about him and I already did that division. I am going to go with. I don't think this guy's going to do it, but I'm going to put him in there anyway. Dexter Fowler.
No, sir. Oh. You're missing 8 guys left here.
All right. Let's put our heads together.
Put your heads together. Let's go one more time around. I'll reveal it to you. We'll talk about some of these players and we'll hit the break. Scott?
George Springer.
Georgie Springer is not correct.
Yeah, DJ LeMay.
He had a terrible start.
No, sir.
No.
Doesn't hit for power.
I know that.
Tony?
I don't think he played enough games, but I'm going to ask Carlos Gonzalez.
Carlos Gonzalez is not correct either.
JD Martinez.
That is not correct. You missed a lot of games as well. Mm. Here's the guys you missed.
Oh, wait a minute. I got another one to throw out there. Trevor Story.
Incorrect. He missed a lot of games as well.
Damn.
He missed too many games. Yeah.
Yonis Cespedes.
Incorrect. Here they are.
Nelson Cruz.
Nelson Cruz is correct. Nelly Cruz, number 17. That's correct.
Carlos Correa.
Carlos Correa is incorrect. You done guessing? Or?
I like Scott doesn't give up. I love it.
Never give up. Never surrender. Galaxy Quest.
That's it.
The movie Galaxy Quest?
Yeah.
That was way out of left field.
Oh, I thought of one. I thought of one because we never were going to include this guy in anything all year.
It was
Gene Segura.
That's one. There you go. We're waiting for that one to come out. Yeah.
I would have never. I'm going over my head in divisions like now, and then no one ever gives Gene Segura credit.
Jose Abreu?
Jose Abreu is incorrect. But correct. You didn't say Freddie Freeman for this one.
Oh,
that's okay.
Big Freddie Freeman. He was in the last one.
You know who also had a really quietly extremely good year? Evan Longoria.
Yeah.
Evan Longoria makes the cut here.
Yeah.
He had a really good year.
What about... I think I might have one.
Sure.
What about Matt Kemp?
No. Matt Kemp didn't... Matt Kemp... Really? Where was Kemp? I saw Kemp. Yes, Kemp is in here. Sorry. Mm. Kemp is in here. Yes.
Jason Kipnis?
Jason Kipnis is in here. That's right. Kemp and Kipnis. Yep. Both made the cut.
Wow. I would have never guessed Kipnis. Three more. 100 guesses, I wouldn't have got there.
Three more to go. Two more to go. I apologize. Two more to go. The ones I haven't given you. Two more to go.
Did I say Carlos Correa?
You did.
Yeah.
But he's not right. There's three more to go. Corey, would you want to throw out a guess?
Bryce Harper.
No, sir.
I'm going to take a whack in the dark here. Adam Duvall.
Oh, that was a hell of a whack, but you know what the whack looked like? It looked like Adam Duvall swinging and missing through a big pitch.
The first time you take a whack in the dark.
The last three, wow. Number 25, he had 307. Guy we talked about yesterday a little bit, the ageless one, Scotty, Adrian Beltre.
Oh.
Yeah.
His teammate.
Yeah, we never remember him.
Roughneck Odor.
Roughneck. Odor.
Oh, he had a great year.
Great amazing year at second base. We'll go about positions as we get closer and closer, of course. And then another guy that had a great year, DH, first baseman for the AL pennant winners, Carlos Santana. Mm. Big year for Carlos Santana. Mm. There you go. Those are the guys that had total bases. Some names you expected, some names you didn't. All things you want to keep an eye on as your draft gets closer.